Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you chasing after what God is? Did y'all catch that part? We're chasing after who he is. Yes. Not what we think he is. You know, we think he's this old man up in heaven sitting on a throne. He's got a long beard and he's waiting just to light us up with a lightning bolt. That's our image of God. Let me tell you something. That's not God. God is kind. God is patient. He's loving. He's faithful. And he's the author, the one who wrote your faith. He's the one that started you on this journey. And he is the finisher. You know who the finisher is? The editor is the one who goes in and says, all right, this is what works. He's going to be the one who finishes our faith. He will take it to the end. So if you're feeling like, well, God, I've just been devastated. Seek him. Don't turn to the world's way of doing. Listen, there's it's nothing new, but there has been a thing, I'll call it for lack of a better word. Somebody's got it. Where people are taking New Age garbage, mixing it with Christianity. And I'm going to tell you what, we got people selling this stuff like wildfire. Transcendental meditation is not God's way. When you're to meditate, the Bible talks about meditation. Let's not go getting goofy. It talks about sitting and thinking of the word that we have read, the word that's in our heart. We sit and we can look. You know, when Angela and I sit out on our porch and we have our coffee in the morning and we talk about God and we just look at his glory, that is meditating. Not sitting in some weird pose with your legs crossed that you are not getting out of anytime soon. Going, Okay, that is yoga. And let me help y'all out something. Yoga, the real practice of yoga goes beyond stretches. Okay, there are stretches. Those things are actually pretty good. We did one in the Marine Corps, and I didn't even know it. Planking. We called it watching TV. They put us on our belly in our dress uniforms, short-sleeved ones. Yeah, we messed up really bad at this point. We were about to graduate, and he put us on our faces, and our uniforms could not touch the ground. And we had our hands like this, not like this. Like this with our elbows, and then we had to reach up and change the channel. Try to balance, keep your uniform clean, and pretend you're changing a channel. I didn't know that was yoga. But the stretch works. The Marine Corps uses planks now over sit-ups. But the point being, self-help. It's garbage without God. You can have all the great sayings in the world. Listen, Solomon wasn't the only wise man in the world. He was just the greatest. And then those of us who sit back and look and say, I mean, God told him he was going to be that. But when he would sit back and look and said, Solomon, how wise could you have been? You had 300 wives, 700 concubines. That's the definition of insanity to me. But the things he wrote weren't about, always about wealth. It was about morality. Stay away from a loose-lipped woman. Ladies, it can go for you. You can flip that right around. Stay away from a smooth-talking son of a gun. You're going to be moved by his ways, soothed by his charms, and next thing you're going to be left with a baby in your arms. That's how that works. And he ain't coming back. And I've seen this garbage run through the church. So let's make sure that we're chasing who he is. I want to know God. And I don't want you to know God through me. Through John Bevere, through Joyce Meyer, or anybody else, I want you to know God through you. You and him having that relationship. that one-on-one, that FaceTime. FaceTime with God. When you want to yell at the driver, by the way, I felt that I should have barked. You know, they always say if you got a pack of dogs, the one you hit is the one that barks. And if you throw something in them, I should have barked back there when she's talking about yelling at other drivers. But here's what I'm telling you. Seek God in all those things. Somebody's, your bad day. I mean, I can't tell you how many days I go out and it seems like somebody's tried to hit me 3 times on the road. I'm like, seriously, can't you see this big red truck? Do I need to put sirens on it? Don't think it would help. I've seen too many police videos where people didn't see the cop or the ambulance. And I get frustrated. And like she said, instead of going home and taking it out on your family, go home, lock yourself away somewhere where you can talk to God. That's what I love about my shop. If I'm having a rough day, if things are just getting a little crazy, I can go in there and I can yell. I'm a yeller, okay? That's how I get that frustration. I just go out and it's just let it out. It's called a war cry. It's when there's nothing left. I didn't know anything about this until they, in Marines, I said, hear your war cry. I'm like, what's that? I'd heard people yell before, but never like that. It's pain. It's fear. It's all of that stuff coming out, and I let it go to God. And I'm like, God, I need you. I need you to help me in this. I need you to see me through this. Otherwise, I'm going to really mess things up. I'm going to say something I didn't need to say. So when you're in that situation, find somebody. You may not be able to have the situation where you can yell without the neighbors calling the cops on a domestic. I've been blessed. Because I can be loud. And I just get that out. And I got lots of room to walk. I have a tendency to pace. I don't know if y'all, anybody else is like, Kevin, you just don't know what to do with your legs. They got to do something. You got to keep that energy. You got to get rid of that energy or you're going to hurt something. Probably you. And I just keep walking around all my saws. And I keep talking to God. And when I'm talking to God, he starts calming me down. He starts bringing the word. He starts telling me. He starts showing me things. He'll do the same thing for you, but we've got to chase him. We've got to run after him. Okay, real quick, a couple of announcements. I know they're one of them. We're on the floor today. If you don't have your prayer request in yet, give it to the usher in the back. Also, a reminder, if you received an invitation in the mail for October 24th anniversary meal, please RSVP by next week. It is vitally important you do that. One, we want to have dinner with you, but two, they want to know how much food to prepare. How many seats to set up? So, please do that. So many people today think RSVP, they evidently don't know that means reserve. Let people know. Just send it back. Make a phone call. I'm amazed how many times we send out RSVPs to people for different things, and people don't do it, and they just show up. And then, worst thing, they show up with more people than what you'd invited. There's some things you can talk about with the wedding supper of the Lamb. Most people be like, what do you mean he turned them away? Oh, they wanted to come to the party, but they didn't have an invitation. They didn't RSVP. I'll tell you right now, I've got mine, my spot reserved. Amen. All right, let's bless the tithe and offering this morning. Oops, better get mine in there. I want it to be blessed. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you. Father, we thank you that you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. There is none above you. You are the ultimate master of the universe. So, Father, today we honor you with our tithes and our offerings, Lord. We know I have proof that you move. So, Father, I thank you that you're moving in the lives of each and every believer. Father, you're opening up their eyes to the truth of your word, Father, and the importance of that relationship with you and this honor. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you may be seated and super kids are dismissed. What's this? Oh, okay. Okay. I'm going to treat this long sleeve shirt as a jacket because I am getting hot. Fortunately, I didn't wear one of my Marine Corps t-shirts underneath of it today. Well, I said a while back we were going to start looking at some things in Revelation. That day is today. We're going to look at some things. Now, there might be some people who say, well, Pastor, I don't care if you agree. This is my thoughts on these as well. Because I'm going to tell you, there's things in the Bible that people say, well, that's factual. Jesus told brother so-and-so that, you know what? I don't really care what people think that Jesus told them. I'm going to go by what the word says. My interpretation of one thing could be totally different than somebody else's because, well, let's see, there's 300 years transpired between then and then. So things have changed. Do you think things have changed in 300 years? What are we talking, 1800s? Think about that. That didn't seem like long ago now. This country was a fledgling country. Horse and buggy was great. We still wore wigs because we couldn't get lice under control. The telephone hadn't been invented yet. People were still very superstitious. Things that were actual science was called magic. And then you were labeled as a witch. So there's a lot of things that looking in now in this light. See, when you can see things in the light of what is now, as opposed to, say, 500 years ago, trying to foretell of the Word of God, trying to foretell all of this stuff. People have no clue on how this was going to happen. Well, it's actually not that hard anymore. So many things we can see, we just can't believe they're happening. I can't believe that what's happening in this country. The people that are in office now are the ones who were around when socialism and communism was still, we were still in a Cold War. They were fighting. They were voting to fight the communisms. Now what are they doing? They're voting communism in. I'm all for freedom. As Patrick Henry said, give me liberty or give me death. So I wouldn't have believed 20 years ago if you'd have told me the state of this country right now. That we would be calling evil good and good evil. That we would be crucifying our police officers. Yes, there are bad police officers. Guess what? There are bad preachers. There are bad human beings. People are people. It doesn't matter what their job title is. There are just flat out bad people. So what I want to do is I want to look at some things through the eyes of where we're at now. Not speculating. Some of it's going to be speculation because I think a lot of the interpretation of Revelation has been sheer speculation. People are trying to guess at what's going to take place because nobody really knows. I wasn't standing there next to John. John wrote down what he could write down. Can you imagine being John and seeing some of the things he just saw? I've been like, oh, Lord, what exactly are some of these things, Jesus? I mean, he saw some pretty awesome things. I mean, I have some dreams about monsters, But holy moly. So that's what we want to look at. So let's go to Revelation chapter 13 this morning. We're, like I said, we're just going to jump into it. There's a few things in, you know, that are written in Revelation. And one of the things I finally come to the conclusion and realize, I'm like, okay, this doesn't make sense. This has already happened, da-da-da-da. I do believe some of the things in Revelation have already happened. I do believe that. Well, I know some of them already did, because when we read about the dragon in the sky and he takes his tail and he swoops a third of the stars of heaven out, we already know that happened. I believe that happened before the time of man. So, and that's based on some other things that are written. But we wanted to stay where we could control things. Okay? I want you to think. Use this thing in between our ears is an awesome piece of equipment to have. I mean, you figure what it's doing right now in your body. It is telling your heart to pump. It is telling your lungs to breathe. It is interpreting the messages that your ears are hearing and your eyes are seeing. It's telling you whether or not you feel the air coming off the fans. That's what this thing in here is doing. We turned it off for superstition reasons. I mean, so many people today, well, black cat, I can't walk across there now. Black cat walked across there. Cat better run when it walks in front of me. That's all there is to it. You know why we created a superstition? Don't walk under a ladder, you'll have 7 years bad luck. Let me tell you a little something about ladders. There's usually somebody on top of them with tools. And anybody that's ever dropped anything from a ladder, or I know a person, I will, y'all know her too, so I will keep them anonymous. They left a hammer laying on a stepladder, a 6 foot tall stepladder. Picked up, laid it, not stuck in a hole. They laid the hammer in on the ladder, picked the ladder up, leaned the ladder back. Anybody guess what happened to the hammer? Yeah, they had to go sit down for a while, because that hammer came down head first. So people start creating superstitions so that, because that's how superstitious we were. We didn't want bad luck to keep them from walking underneath a ladder. Mirrors. Mirrors were so hard to make a good mirror, people didn't take care of them. Well, I just broke it. Today we break a mirror, we go down the store and buy a new one, don't we? There was a time in life when those things were hard to make. They were expensive to get a good one. You break a mirror, you got seven. So you took care when you were carrying it. Especially if it was somebody else's. So we shouldn't be running with superstitions in the body of Christ, period. Oh, I can't believe what they did with the cross. Jesus wasn't the first person to hang on a cross. That's just all there is to that. Spartacus was hung before him. Thousands of slaves were hung before him. Thousands of Rome's enemies were crucified before Christ. But the cross, it's the symbol of Jesus. No, Jesus sitting on a throne is the symbol of Jesus. He's not in that empty hole. He's not back at the manger. We don't need to be praying to baby Jesus. That's how people still see him, instead of the victorious king that he is. That, by the way, John foresaw coming, riding on that white horse with his white robe. And on his robe and on his thighs said, King of kings and Lord of lords. So now, Revelation chapter 13, verse 1. Then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his horns 10 crowns, and on his heads a blasphemous name. Hold on. Go back to that one real quick. Okay, there's a lot of stuff, imagery just took place here. First off, imagine yourself standing on the seashore, and you see this beast coming out. He's got 7 heads. 10 horns on those heads. And a blasphemous name. Now, the reason why John wrote it cryptic like this was, one, he did not want to say the name, because the blasphemous name is a name that would try to indicate that the thing coming out claims to be God. God's real name is I Am. That's how God identified himself to Moses. I Am. Okay? This thing coming out will claim the same thing. I will be what I will be. It will be trying to claim that it is God. Now, out of those seven heads, there are 10 horns. Notice, there are 10 horns and 10 crowns. But there's only 7 heads. So a couple of the heads have more than one horn and more than one crown. I don't know for sure if that signifies, by the way, the horns represent leaders and the crowns represent the authority. Say a king, okay? Even though there's only a handful of kings in the world now. But in this, they represent a leader. I do believe that these horns represent nations, okay? Or not the horns, but the heads. The heads represent nations. The horns represent the leaders of said nations. So whether they have one that is replaced, one dies, or they have the type of system in that nation to where there are 3 separate things. England has a prime minister and a queen. The queen reigns. Prime minister rules. Okay? That type of thing. All right. But again, and all of them have this blasphemous name claiming that they are God. So next. Now the beast which I saw was like a leopard. His feet were like the feet of a bear, and his mouth the mouth of a lion. The dragon gave him power, gave him his power, his throne, and great authority. Pause. The dragon. Dragon is referenced in chapter 12. Again, it's the great dragon that John saw that took its tail, swooped a third of the heavens out, third of the star, hosts of heavens, and he identified as the devil. Okay? This is Satan, our enemy. That's who this is. Okay, now, in this, we see feet like a leopard, or as you were. He was like a leopard. So pretty much his body was like a leopard, kind of spotted. But his feet were like a bear, and his mouth was like a lion. There are 3 nations in particular in ancient history. We have Greece. Greece was always represented by a leopard. Moving on, we have the feet. Bear, Russia. We also have the Gog-Magog connection, which are the ones that attack Israel. The feet of the bear, so we have Russia. So we have these type, and I believe what these are types of ruler. Their type of government coming together as one, because we also have the lion. Now the lion, England, United Kingdom is sometimes represented by a lion, but if we go into more further back into history, the lion has represented Babylon, which Babylon we know really doesn't exist. And the country that it's in isn't exactly a great powerhouse, which is Iraq. Baghdad, Babylon is right at the edge of Baghdad. So it's not exactly a powerhouse. However, I do believe what Babylon is representing is the Muslim nations, represented by the lion. Because you need to remember that, first off, the Muslims believe that Ishmael was the one spoken about. They believe the lion came from them, not Israel. So we have those 3. These are the types of people, types of government. And I believe it was Greece kind of gave us our start for democracy, kind of what we got going, things we got going on. Russia, we know a little bit. Russia's a pretty rough country. They're absolute. But they're also massive. They have an arsenal of weapons. I know back in, was it the early 90s when Bill Clinton got Russia to agree to get rid of so many nuclear weapons, and we'd get rid of so many. Y'all know what we got rid of, right? All of us. We got rid of old ones that were no good. We didn't get rid of the good ones. Why would we get rid of the good ones? We have these old ones. We can show them as our number of getting rid of these weapons. We all still have the same nukes. Actually, we have more powerful ones. So the dragon gave this beast. The beast is the body of the thing. Okay? Because here's where we start coming into problems with what we've been taught, what people believe. They believe the beast is actually, in total theory, just one person. Now, I do believe there will rise up one person who will get the attention. But this thing has 7 heads, 10 horns with crowns. It has 10 leaders. I do not believe this is the Club of Rome. I don't really believe it's the Illuminati. Those are some things, and if you have done any kind of investigating, especially conspiracy theorists, I do believe there are some underlying powers. There are things, how on earth is any of this happening in this country? How? How is it happening? How is justice not being served in this country? How is it Hillary Clinton is not in prison? How? How is it we have a dementia president? How? You cannot convince me he won. No way, shape, nor form. I'm sorry. I may have only taken high school math, but 2 and 2 should still equal 4. And the odds of millions of votes coming in for one person in a matter of 6 hours does not add up that not one vote came in for the other party. How? Because there is a power through this world, and it's the spirit of the Antichrist, and it's what Jesus said. The spirit of Antichrist is already here. And that is Satan, our enemy. He now gives his authority, though, to this beast that has all these underlings. It's got the power of Russia. It's got the mouth of the Arabs, which, by the way, both of those are extremely dangerous. And it's got that leopard. Leopards are sleek, and they are still powerful. But they're also representing 3 types of government. And I do believe what happens is they come in and they try to blend it all together. We are in this country. If you can believe for 1 minute, we have a senator who is anti-American in the American government. Seriously. What did we do? Fall down and hit our heads? If you hate our government, go back to your own stinking country. But that's not what's going to happen. Now, there's, if you go back to Daniel, he talks about a great man who rises up, blah, 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 and, you know, different, the lion, and he turns into a man, loses his wings, what, whatever. The United States really isn't spoken of, okay? We are represented by an eagle. It does not mean that every time there's an eagle mentioned that it is absolutely us. I do believe we have a role, but I don't know for sure what that is because I don't believe our government is actually represented. Because, well, let's see, pretty much we're close to Rome. We might be a little more humanistic. If you go into anything, you can go back to Daniel's vision of the great man, the gold head, and it gets down to where it's iron and clay. We are the mix of that. We are a weak government in reality. You couldn't just say what you wanted about the Roman government. In this country, you can. I just did. That's actually detrimental to keeping your government going. Freedom of speech. The freedoms we have are actually a weakness to a degree. They're great freedoms. I love them. Freedom of religion. I have all that. The right to bear arms. That's a right. Not given to me by my government, but by my God. So, we're actually a weak form of government, as we're proving to the world. A little over 200 years. Yeah. Rome was at least 1,000. Before it fell. Communism. Well, we thought communism was dead, didn't we? We thought it was dead. China is now threatening to go to war with us. That's why they have, I don't know if they have surpassed us yet, but they are trying to build the world's largest navy. Marines are planning before 2030 to be attacked by China, and we're going to do battle on the islands in the East China Sea outside Japan. They got rid of tanks because they ain't going to need them on those islands. They are preparing for this kind of battle right now. Russia, on the other hand, is getting ready otherwise. If you haven't been paying attention to news, Russia has been threatening with flybys our ships. With fighter jets. They just did it not too long ago. They have been flying across Alaska in our airspace with bombers for the last 5 or 6 years. Don't tell me we're not in their sights. Now, but it says the dragon gave him this great, has great power, he has his throne and great authority. This thing is given to this beast that is coming out of the people. Now, many people believe, and I do believe, especially in today's environment, that the seas represent the people, but this beast is rising out of political chaos. We're not the only country that's upside down. We're not the only ones. There are countries that are hurting. There are whole countries that are filing. Greece filed for bankruptcy. We're not the only country hurting. So coming out of the people finally get together and say, let's do this, and we will appoint, and I do believe it's possibly 7 larger nations. We know there's more than 7 nations in the world, right? But the powerhouses coming out are only so many. You come out of those powerhouses, and you have a union, so to speak. Some of them will have more than one leader. Again, don't know if it's all at the same time or if one will be replaced, voted out, whatever. But they will have those 7, those total of 10 leaders. And they will be given a power. All right, next. And I saw one of his heads as if it had been mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world marveled and followed the beast. Now, what you got to understand is this head is mortally wounded. Again, if this head is a nation, this is a nation that is about to go under. Does anybody get that sinking feeling? This head is a nation that is about to be implode. It's about to die. But it's coming out of this political chaos, wounded. It wasn't shot in the head. It wasn't hit in the head with a sword. But it had received a death blow, and it was dying. But miraculously, because of the power and the authority that's been given to the beast, the whole conglomeration, you got to remember the conglomeration is the beast. Out of that conglomeration, they heal that nation. That nation is healed. To survive. I don't believe it's healed to a point to where freedoms are the same. I don't believe that the nation would be exactly the same. But at this point, people are marveled. They're amazed. How can we look at what they did? Look at the money they brought forth. Do you know how many trillions of dollars are floating around? You take Dubai. Dubai is just a tiny little country in the United Arab Emirates, and it's a city in and of itself that was nothing more than a watering hole. It was a small village of about 600 people, and that's as long ago as 1940s. They now have their police cars, folks, are Ferraris and Lamborghinis. That's their police cars. If a supercar that costs upwards of $1 million is wrecked in that country, they don't even bother taking it to the body shop. They call their family member, come pick me up in your G-Wagon and take me to the Ferrari dealership. I just got in a fender bender. They leave the cars on the side of the road. There's a whole junkyard over there with them. And they just go buy a new one. They just go buy a new Ferrari. $500,000. It can only carry two people. But they do this. They build the world's tallest building. The thing is nearly 0.5 mile tall. That is nuts. How many of y'all saw that picture of the stewardess standing on top of the antenna on that thing? Anybody else? Am I the only one who saw that picture? You got to look at that. It's real. She's also a stunt. She's actually a stunt person. But she was wearing a United Arab Emirates, Air Service. You know, the ones where they got, you don't sit in tiny little chairs. You got a whole suite on the plane. You get steak. You got a bed. You got all this. I mean, I can't imagine what it costs to fly on that thing, but I'd like to do it once on somebody else's dime. But anyhow, she is standing on top of the antenna. They took her up by a helicopter and set her down on top of that antenna, and she's standing there, and they took a picture. They backed off from her, and then they took a picture of her standing on top of this building. It's 0.5 mile tall. I don't know about y'all, but I think I'd have been having second thoughts about the time we hit the 50th floor. I don't think so. This ain't happening. 500 feet's one thing. 2,772 is another. Oh, by the way, did I mention it's built on one of the worst foundations you could have? It's shale and not good solid. So they had to create a whole new foundation. I'm instantly taken back to what Jesus said: when a man builds his house on a rock, it'll stand. But if you build it on sand, it will fall. So we see this beast, and all the people of the world marveled, and they followed that beast, that conglomeration, that one world government. If you've ever been wondering why people keep talking about it, this is what it is. All right, next. So they worship the dragon. Now, by the way, I don't believe that they actually worship the dragon knowingly. They end up worshiping the dragon because they worship the beast. Who gave authority to the beast, and they worship the beast, saying, they worship the beast. Who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him? Part of the reason I believe they say this is, one, it's going to be a powerhouse. But they've already put some people in their place. Possibly some people that are superpowers. Okay? Like I said, some of this is just looking at it and looking at the times we're in. Who is able to make war? They're not going to be able to. They lose their heart. Who can stand? Who can stand against the great England? Who can stand against the British? I'm sure the Scottish were saying. But yet, a man named William Wallace thought so, thought it was possible. And he stood up for freedom. Yes, he was squashed, but he did it. When everybody else said, let's just become part of them. I'd really like to find out that William Wallace was in my lineage. I'd love to find that. I doubt it, but I'd love to find that. Next. And he was given a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and he was given authority to continue for 42 months. Now you need to understand something. This is 3.5 years. So for 42 months, he's given this authority and this power. to rule kind of in a peaceful situation. But we know that obviously they said, who can make war against him? Either the army is so vast and so powerful that people lose heart when they hear it. Listen, I'm telling you, if you have never heard the sound of even 1,000 troops marching on concrete, it is awe-inspiring. That's the only part of parades I liked. We'd have to do these stupid pass-and-review parades of new change of commands, and our eyes right, and all this garbage. But the sound of 1,000 heels coming down at the same time. If you were an enemy and that's what you heard, you drop your weapons. Imagine hearing tanks, troops, jets, helicopters. You're going to lose heart real quick. For 3.5 years, there will be relative peace. So next. Then he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God. Okay, so the thing's already been uttering blasphemies, building people up, leading people astray. Remember, this is antichrist. It means opposite of Christ. The spirit of antichrist is trying to lead people away from who Christ is. Okay? So now he dares to go at God. And he opens his mouth, the beast. Again, don't know if it's just the one person standing up, or if it's the conglomeration of the whole thing. But the beast itself blasphemes God, his name, his tabernacle, and those who dwell in heaven. So all the saints that have gone before, and anybody who's there. Next. It was granted to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. Now, don't lose heart. It was granted to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And authority was given him over every tribe and nation, every tribe, tongue, and nation. That is worldwide dominance. Okay? Back in, 2,000 years ago when they said that Rome taxed the whole world, did Rome tax North America? No. Rome, all we had is what was known to them at that time. Now, if indeed Solomon had indeed sent out ships around the world, and it's a possibility he did, there have been some things found, but that was forgotten. So nobody really knew about us over here, or anybody, the native people that lived here. And authority was given him over every tribe, tongue, and nation. Next. And all who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. That is true believers in Christ. If you truly believe in Jesus Christ, your name is written there. Now, if you're somebody that just said a prayer to get somebody off your back, I highly suggest you go spend a few minutes alone with God and you make that prayer count. Because it's not whether you just said a prayer. It says, and believes in his heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And holy moly, I am not going to make it to all 18 verses. Next. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. Anybody got ears? Anybody without ears? Okay, everybody's got ears. Listen. Next. He who leads into captivity shall go into captivity. He who kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. I've told you folks, you know my background. Yeah. Lock and load. Glory's forever. But that's not what John said. He said this because he heard Jesus say this. Here is the patience and the faith of the church. If you lock people up, you will be locked up. If you go after people in combat, you will be killed in combat. What do you mean? I believe God will protect his people that are here. I know I've told you this, and I'll tell you it again. I don't know when Jesus is coming back. I don't know if he's coming back before we see any of this. I think we're already seeing some of it. I know of a couple nations that are kind of wounded. We live in one. Don't know if he's going to come pre-tribulation, mid-tribulation, or after it. I don't know. I don't care. All I know is I have to have the faith to believe that he will take care of me before, during, and after. Doesn't matter. That's what my Bible says. It is not my opinion. It's not, well, you know, so-and-so back 500 years ago said this. I don't care what so-and-so said 500 years ago. For crying out loud, 500 years ago, what has changed? I mean, seriously. An internal, a jet shooting, that's magic. It's witchcraft. Take two chemicals, mix them together, you're a witch. This is the patience and the faith of the saints. I'm going to stop right here. Because I actually have 8 more verses beyond this, and that's the ones I want to get into. But I wanted to get this thing rolling, and I'm not telling you any of this so that you go off half-cocked and scared. I want you to understand something. If we see the things coming up, we see them. If we don't, we don't. It doesn't matter if I have to live through it or if Jesus comes back and says, whoop, he's up, and there's just a bunch of empty chairs. I don't know. I don't know when that happens. I know God had it planned a long time ago because he told Enoch. He gave Enoch a vision. And he saw Jesus returning with 10,000s and 10,000s of his saints. So there's some things I don't fully understand. I think there's some things people that think they know don't fully understand. Because I've heard it interpreted that these are 7 leaders. The heads are 7 leaders, not 7 countries. And that the little horns, well, what would the horns represent? Authority. And the crown represents a ruling. But that the one head is shot, or an assassination attempt, and then suddenly is healed, no scars. Oh, how about a nation that is powerful still, that is about to die? Doesn't that make more sense? To me, it does. Well, you know, Richard, listen. I have read this, I have studied these things for 20 years. That's what I can tell you about the Illuminati. That's why I can tell you about the Club of Rome. I've been studying this stuff. There's some of it I think is garbage. But there's some of it that I think there's some weight to it. I have often wondered if there was not certain people with lots of money pulling the strings of this world. Why did we go to war in Iraq and Afghanistan? If we walk away from Afghanistan and leave billions of dollars of equipment, that, by the way, some of it's top secret, we walked off and left it to our enemy. We handed it over to the same government that we kicked out 20 years ago. Don't tell me money doesn't move this world. Who got better for it? Gorman Rupp? Oshkosh? Winchester, possibly, for still making any of our weapons? People that make weapons. When it costs you $10 million to shoot a missile, there's a problem. There's a stinking problem. It's money. We went to war. We lost thousands of lives in this battle. We lost 58, almost 60,000 lives in Vietnam. For what? For what? The people themselves wouldn't stand up for them. That's what happened over here. We were fighting for people that wouldn't fight for themselves. For crying out loud, at least we stood up and fought for ourselves. But right now, I believe in our country, there are people trying to push us with propaganda. That's why I don't look at all these stuff people send me videos. I just don't do it. I'm trying to keep my head out of those clouds and listening to what God's trying to tell me with seeing certain things. Because I've seen the liberal media lie. I've seen the conservative media just kind of go skirt around the truth. And don't tell me they don't, because the headlines read something like this. And it's like, are you serious? I wasted 5 minutes of my life waiting for that stupid thing, that page to load up, just so that I could realize it was about something else. It's misinformation. But I believe that they're trying to create a civil war in this country. I believe that's what's happening. We can't let people push us like it. You want the shot? Get the shot. It's your life. It's no different than if you wanted a tattoo. Get the tattoo. I don't care. It's not my body. I don't want the shot. I wanted a tattoo. You want to do something? You do it. That's the great part of living in this country. You have the right to believe as you want. You don't have to agree with me on everything. The only thing we have to agree on is that Jesus Christ is Lord, and he is sitting at the right hand of God, and he will return, and God has raised him from the dead. That's all we have to agree on. You don't have to agree that, Pastor, I don't think you should be wearing a t-shirt today. It's hot. You're lucky I'm wearing a t-shirt. Yeah. So, yeah, because I don't have that 25-year-old body anymore. Yeah, Tim was with me in the rafter. He saw it all. He's like, yep, Tim, shirt's off. It's 120 up here. I look and I got my back marks are on that ductwork where I'd get up underneath it and Tim would be trying to get the things in. It's like, yeah, I said, that looks kind of cool until you realize that's my sweat. But we don't have to agree on all this stuff. There's only so much we have to agree. You don't even have to agree with me on this. I'm just telling you the things that I've seen happening, and I'm seeing happening, and I've got an idea on a few people who are going to rise to the top of that cream. Because what we need in this country, not only we're gonna lose rights. I'm just going to tell you that right now. I think we're going to lose freedoms. I do believe it. But people are going to trade that for security of finances. Yeah. That's what they're trading this for. Listen, I'd rather go live in the woods by myself, me and my family if I had to, than to trust my government to provide for me. Remember, I was a government employee once. You lose your freedom of speech, your right to bear arms for yourself. I had to surrender it. They didn't, when I moved into base housing, I didn't take them in, but my weapons were supposed to be in the armory. I don't think so. What if I want to go hunting? I got to go call up the armor. Oh, no, we're closed. You can't get it till Monday, and then it's got to be back in. No. You have to give up those rights. You can't say what you want to say. You can't think what you want to think. The Lieutenant Colonel Scheller from the United States Marine, he's in the brig now. I knew he was going to go. And anybody that's been in the military knew he was going to go to the brig. You don't talk about your leaders, especially that high up. I pray that he's released, and I agree he should be released, but he knew he was committing suicide occupationally. He knew it. He even said it. He knows how the system works. That's the type of government people, I want to, martial law's coming, folks. Just keep the generals. They're coming. I don't want no stinking general. He's a politician in uniform. Lieutenant colonels, you go beyond a colonel, they're just politicians. That's all they are. They're looking to make millions when they get out. Mattis lost some of his bite when he got off active duty. There was so much that happened.
Kelly. These are two Marine generals that were put into high positions. Mattis was relieved because him and Trump couldn't agree. But nonetheless, I don't want martial law. You do not want martial law. What part of that did we forget about Poland? How'd that work out? It didn't. So we're going to keep going on in some of this stuff. Like I said, I'm going to try to tie things in today with some of the things I've seen, some of the things I've discovered, because there's a lot of stuff going on. There's things that are being pushed. We're not being taught in schools anymore. We're being indoctrinated. They're trying to slide in. They're trying to get away from teaching the history of the Bible, which has proved, well, we can't find that spot. Well, that's because it's been blown up 10 times since then. Joe, if you'll bring me the prayer request. We're not going to forget war on the floor. Because I'm going to tell you right now, folks, we're seeing drug dealers being arrested. That means that hopefully a few more lives that are spared. So we're seeing some of this. We're seeing families being brought back together. Okay. All right. By the way, you know, I thought about something the other day. Yeah, this worker shortage really is bites. It's about the only way to put it. There are companies willing to take it even further, I guess. They're going to get it. But here's something I'm seeing. Some places are actually having to close down on Sundays. Yeah. Stop and think about it for a minute, folks. Oh, but Pastor, that's terrible. No, it means you get your life around and quit thinking 7 days a week and start giving God the day that we set aside for Him. Yes. Give God that day. Yes. At the turn of the century, you know what fueled all this 7 days a week garbage? Greed. That is it. Well, the grocery store's closed. Go to the grocery store on Saturday, Friday, Thursday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Monday. It's not like, because God said, you have 6 days to do your work. Do your work. Do your work. And then take a day and let your body heal. You know, I had to do that the other day. I put carpet down in the room back here. And I had to find center of the room. So I drilled some screws into the corner so I could pull my chalk line. And, well, the second one, I bent over with the drill and backed it out. I was bent over just like this. And when I stood up, the muscle in my hip, I don't know what the heck it did, but it went like this, and I had to walk around like this for the next couple hours. Fortunately, I was on my hands and knees, which I was okay. But if I had to walk, I had to walk like this. Took me Friday, most of Saturday to heal. Take a day off. Give yourself that permission. I went in that night and Angela came in and I'm already in my jammies and everything. And I said, I gave myself permission to stop. Because I will work until I can't see straight. That's not good for any of us. We weren't built like this. All right. Well, I got a nice handful of prayer requests. We got a lot of healing. So let's go before the Lord, shall we?